Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, June 22nd, 2018. On this day in 1948, the ship HMT Empire Windrush brought the first group of 802 West Indian immigrants to Tilbury, marking the start of modern immigration to the United Kingdom. Berlin's economy is largely dissatisfied with the work of the Red-Red-Green Senate. This was the result of a member survey conducted by the Berlin Chamber of Industry and Commerce among entrepreneurs from various sectors. Berlin companies are least satisfied with the new building policy of the Senate. 87% describe the current situation as unsatisfactory and only 4% as good. The situation is similar in the administration. Here, 86% are dissatisfied and 2% think the service is good. Most entrepreneurs are also dissatisfied with the use of commercial space and transport infrastructure and are also critical of the Senate's efforts to support pupils in their transition from school to work, stating that, quote, there was no member of the Chamber of Industry and Commerce here who gave a good rating. Only the Senate's investment policy is less negative. 20% think it is good, and less than half believe it's unsatisfactory. The voting results were collected during a workshop at the Chamber of Industry and Commerce, or the IHK, plenary meeting on 7th of June. Entrepreneurs were asked here to give assessments according to a traffic light rating system. Nearly 100 companies are represented at the IHK General Assembly. In view of large gaps in childcare in Berlin, Family Senator Sandra Schittes of the SPD has called for a daycare or Kita summit for June 29th. Schittes announced that representatives of daycare institutions and associations, trade unions, parents, and technical schools will take part in the summit. Schittes wants to find strategies against a shortage of skilled workers and ways to better support parents in their search for a daycare provider. Another topic will be the demand of educators for better pay. Despite an expansion of childcare in the past few years, there is a shortage of around 2,500 daycare slots in the capital. As a result, many parents do not receive local care for their offspring, although they have a legal right to it. Police arrested a suspect on Thursday in a, quote, threat situation at a school on Turmstrasse in Moabit, as was announced by the Berlin police on Twitter. According to police, the 33-year-old man was a student at a school for adult education, the Berlin Kolleg, and threatened to hurt his classmates. Police are said to have arrested him around 9 o'clock in the vicinity of the school. The homicide department has taken over the further investigation. Almost 4 months ago, two boys, Leon and Lucas, wrote a letter to the Berlin Water Police and placed it in a bottle and into the River Spree. The bottle and its contents have been found recently, and the police reported back promptly. On Wednesday, officials posted a photo of the glass bottle and its contents on Twitter. According to the date of the letter, the boys threw the bottle into the water on February 23rd. It was found by a father and his daughter in Köpenick. In the letter, Leon and Lucas write, quote, if you have read the letter, please forward it to the water police. We love your work, and we also know that it can be fast and dangerous, but we still want to be cops. They also wrote that they wished for the police to come visit them at their school. Officials responded, and the two have been asked to contact the police to make an appointment. And one last message. Starting next week, we will be operating in two very different time zones, one for recording and one for producing. We'll do our best to bring you the news at the same frequency and times as usual, but that said, please be patient if there are some irregularities in our postings for the next week. We should be back on Monday, and again, as always, thanks for listening.